Blog Talk Radio.
Funny because I'm involved in a trade myself. So, oh wait, then there's another trade popped off. So we have like three trades. So one of these trades we have, there's no I in team who's, let's see. So team, there is no I in team, will be trading away DeSean Jackson, Kirk Cousins, and Jason Witten to Team Mayhem for Jameis Winston. I don't know if he knows that he's out for the year or he possibly be out for the season, and Cameron Brate at tight end. And I don't know about that trade, but we have another trade going. Team I Get Hungry When I Win is trading away Cam Newton and Rob Gronkowski to myself for Dak Prescott and Kyle Rudolph. Our next trade in the big league is something spectacular, is trading away E. Ingram, the tight end for New York Giants, to Who's That Man's Mama for Kareem Hunt. When I heard about that trade, I was a little suspicious, like, I don't know about that trade, giving up Kareem Hunt for that tight end. But I'm curious to see how that plays out. So that's going to lead us to our commissioner's pick in the big league. Our game of the week is between our two bottom feeders, Life Support, who's coming in 2-7 in 14th place, versus Team Instagram, who's coming in 3-6 in 13th place. Yeah, this one here can go either way. Either you go up or either you remain in, or you go down in last place. But let's get a reminder, the last two teams in the league standing will not be invited to the big leagues next year. But I'm thinking Instagram is going to take this one. Next game we have is Daddy Daycare coming in 5-4 in fourth place versus I Get Hungry When I Win, who's 6-3 in second place. I'm thinking I Get Hungry When I Win is going to pull this one off. Next game we have our 2016 league champ, Team Mayhem, who's coming in 6-3 in third place versus Something Spectacular, who's 5-4 coming in sixth place. I'm going to have to ride with the hot hand, and I think Something Spectacular is going to pull this one off. Who's that Man's Mama coming in 7-2 sitting in first place versus Your Boy and Them coming in 5-4 sitting in fifth place. I'm going to take Your Boy and Them in this one. Next game we have, there is no I in team coming in 4-5 in seventh place versus the champ is here, who's also 4-5 sitting in 12th place. I think that sleeper team might want to wake up, but I'm going to still ride with them this week. There's no I in team that's going to pull this one off. Next game we have is Survival of the Fit, who's coming in 4-5, sitting in 10th place, versus Team Lando Rambunctious, who's also 4-5, sitting in 11th place. I think Team Lando Rambunctious will get back to the win, get back on the winning side this week. So, Team Lando Rambunctious to win this one. The last game we have in the big league is hide your kids, hide your wife. That sounds so funny now. But coming in, hey. Okay, get some playtime. But coming in 4-5, sitting in 8th place, playing the chosen one, who's also 4-5, sitting in 9th place. You know, I'm not going to go against me, especially against that team who haven't been proven yet. So I'm thinking I'm going to continue my winning streak and pull off another week with another victory. So that wraps up our commissioner's pick for the junior, for the big league. I'm just so ready to get up into this junior league, a.k.a. the Lee League. But, yeah, there's been a lot of movement up in here. I've been seeing that. I'm like, okay, I see y'all. But our game of the week in our Florida League is none other than myself versus Adam Up. Adam Up, let's see how it go. I'm coming in 7-2 sitting in first place versus Adam Up, who's coming in this week 3-6 in 11th place. This game here is nothing more for bragging rights. I think I'm going to pull this one off. Next game we have Lights On, who's coming in 4-5, sitting in 9th place, still trying to make a push to the playoff. I see you. Versus Nighthawks team, who's been asleep the whole season. Coming in 3-6, sitting in 12th place. I'm going with Lights On to win this one. Next game we have Victoria's Secret, coming in 5-4, sitting in 8th place, versus Team Hoodim, who's also 5-4. Sitting in 6th place. Now this game is one I'm going to be watching because has a lot of league weight on here. The winner of this one is definitely going to make their name as they continue to push into the playoffs. So next game we have is Team That's All You Got coming in 4-5, sitting in 10th place. Versus Team You Hate Me, who's 3-6, struggling in 13th place. I think I'm going to have to roll with Team That's All You Got. Next game we have is Bounty Hunters coming into this week 4-5, sitting in 5th place. Versus The Champ Is Here, sitting in 2nd place at 6-3. The Bounty Hunter is might pull off the upset in this one. I was a little leery about that, but I'm going to go with Bounty Hunters in this one. Next game we have Multiple Scorgasm, who's 4-5, sitting in 7th place versus Team Insane Asylum, who's coming in 5-4, sitting in 4th position. I think Multiple Scorgasm is going to pull this one off. Hopefully the jinx doesn't work on you. Juice Team, 6-3, coming in 3rd position. Versus The Recruit, who's 2-7. This game is a projected dead end. So I'm going to have to go with the upset in this one. The Recruit pulled this one off. And that wraps things up for our Florida League Commissioner's Pick. We're moving on to our Minor League Commissioner's Pick. Our game of the week in this one is none other than Checkmate versus King's Team. I can't roll with Checkmate. I think it's over for you this week. King's Team pull this one off. Next game, we have Phillips team versus Charles teams. I think Phillips team's going to pull this one off. Tyrone C's team versus Ken Terrific team. I think Ken Terrific team going to pull this one off after I lost to him last week. Smoking 8-8s versus Digby's Eagles. I think this is going to be Smoking 8's second win on the season. Next game we have Texas Steel Curtain 8-1-7 versus Gotham Coach. I think Gotham Coach going to pull this one off. And next game we have is Spicy Cooks and Nola versus ZA's Finest Team. And she's already reached out to me on the IM. I didn't have time to holler back, but I seen it. But I think I'm going to pull this one off again then this week. So that wraps up all our league commissioner's pick. And, yeah, we're about to get ready to get things going with the Robinson Report. Hey, that's some real hip hop right there. What do you know about that, Mr. Ed Rye? We got you locked in.
Yeah, I'm right here. I know a lot about that hip hop. What's going on?
Oh man, you know, just another week in the NFL, another week in the NBA fantasy football league. But last night, did you get a chance to watch any of the NFL Thursday night football?
I did get a chance to watch some of it last night. It was a defensive showdown, I tell you what. And speaking of defensive superstars, well, we lost a big one in the process. And welcome to the Robinson Report, everybody. Of course, the second half of the NFL season kicked off with a Week 10 divisional game between the Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals. Seattle would score first with quarterback Russell Wilson throwing a touchdown pass to tight end Jimmy Graham, giving the Hawks a 7-0 lead. The Cardinals would come back with Drew Stanton throwing a 14-yard touchdown pass to Jermaine Gresham to tie the game at 7. Seattle's defense came strong with the safety, and it would give them a 9-7 lead. Kicker Blair Walsh kicked two field goals to give the Hawks a 15-7 lead at halftime. The third quarter saw the Cardinals trying to make a comeback with their kicker scoring a field goal, making it 15-10. But in the middle of that quarter, trouble happened in Seattle when cornerback Richard Sherman ruptured his Achilles tendon and was later confirmed that he would miss the rest of the season. However, Seattle was able to get more points on the board with Russell Wilson throwing another touchdown pass to Jimmy Graham, and Seattle would go on to get the victory 22-16. Now on to the injury report. Of course, we have a good game up in Orchard Park, New York, between the Saints and the Bills. Safety Kenny Vaccaro is out with a groin injury, and guard Larry Warford is questionable with an abdominal injury, and Delvin Bro is back on injured reserve due to a fractured fibula. As for the Bills, offensive tackle Chantrell Henderson is questionable due to a back injury. Cornerback E.J. Gaines is questionable with a hamstring injury. Tight end Charles Clay is questionable. Also, offensive tackle Cordy Glenn is out. He's battling a foot and an ankle injury, and wide receiver Zay Jones is out with an ankle injury. Big game up in the nation's capital between the Vikings and the Redskins. Defensive end Everson Griffin is questionable with a foot injury. Offensive tackle Mike Remmers is going to be out for that game. And questionable is safety Anthony Harris. As for the Skins, still a lot of injuries that they're battling. Tight end Niles Paul is questionable. Defensive tackle Arthur Jones is out. Questionable is wide receiver Jamison Crowder. He's still battling a hamstring injury, as well as tight end Jordan Reed. Also for the Steelers and the Colts game, a big game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Indianapolis Colts. James Harrison, their all-pro linebacker, will be out due to a back injury. And as for the Colts, Kamar Aiken, their big-time wide receiver, is out with a hamstring injury. And also big play T.Y. Hilton is questionable with a groin injury. And Vontae Davis is out, that's their big-time cornerback, with a groin injury. The next game that we have is the big Sunday night game in Denver between the Patriots and the Broncos. Tight end Martellus Bennett is questionable with a shoulder injury. Wide receiver Danny Amendola is questionable with a knee injury. Wide receiver Chris Hogan is out with a shoulder injury. Offensive tackle Marcus Cannon is out. And defensive tackle Malcolm Brown is out. And as for the Broncos, some couple of important key injuries that we have. Wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders is questionable. Also, linebacker Todd Davis is questionable. And offensive tackle Manelik Watson was placed on injured reserve due to a foot injury. Monday night, big game between the Dolphins and the Panthers. Running back Damian Williams is questionable. He's been battling an illness. Safety Michael Thomas is questionable with a knee injury. Offensive tackle Jawan James is doubtful with a hamstring injury. And doubtful for the Carolina Panthers is offensive lineman Ryan Khalil. He's battling a neck injury. And for my game of the week, the Cowboys and the Falcons. Wide receiver Dez Bryant is questionable due to a knee and an ankle injury. Offensive tackle Tyron Smith is questionable with a groin injury. Tight end Rico Gathers has been placed on injured reserve due to a concussion. And, of course, the on-again, off-again saga continues with Ezekiel Elliott. He is out due to his six-game suspension. As for the Falcons, linebacker Duke Riley will be out with a knee injury. Last week, my record was 7 wins and 6 losses. So my week 10 picks, I've already started 1-0. I had the Seahawks beating the Cardinals. And now for my other picks, I've got Buffalo beating the Saints. Tennessee will beat Cincinnati. Washington will beat Minnesota. Jacksonville will beat the Chargers. I've got the Jets beating the Buccaneers. Chicago will beat Green Bay. Detroit will beat Cleveland. Pittsburgh will beat Indianapolis. I've got the Rams beating the Texans. Atlanta will beat Dallas. I've got the Giants beating the 49ers. New England will beat Denver. And Carolina will beat Miami. I'm Ed Robinson, and this has been the Robinson Report. And don't forget, it's still early in the season. The second half of the NFL season is here, and you still have a little bit of time to pick up your copy of the 2017 Pro Football Regular Season Outlook, available on Lulu.com. Check out the link on the Sports Talk with Friends Facebook page, and also TheRobinsonReport.net, www.TheRobinsonReport.net, www.TheRobinsonReport.net.
Man, that sounds like a tongue twister. WWW Rubber Red Duggy Bumpers. I couldn't say that fast. But
yeah,
so what do you think going on? So you think Zeke gonna get the last minute go ahead to play this week, or you know it's gonna uphold the suspension?
I think it's gonna uphold. I don't think he's gonna play this week. I think it's gonna uphold. I think they're just gonna go ahead and just let him serve a suspension. I think they can try. I think Jerry will stop at nothing to try to get his player back by any means necessary. But I think for right now, for this week, I think he'll be out.
Okay, so you know that leads to the next question. What do you think are their chances of winning without Zeke? Because I see you
the
have them. You know, I heard you said you picked them to lose.
Yeah, I still think the chances without him are still great for them, for the Cowboys to win. You don't have Zeke, but I think with Zeke being out, Dak Prescott will elevate his game to another level. So with Zeke being out, you're short of a running game, but as long as you have Dak Prescott, the Cowboys will always have a chance to win, depending on the length of Zeke's suspension. So if Zeke serves a 6-game suspension, I still look at it still as a no harm, no foul situation, because as long as they have Dak Prescott, he can provide plenty of offense. He can provide plenty of points for the Cowboys.
Man, see, there it is. The truth hurts, because I really didn't want to hear that, because I just traded away Dak Prescott. But that's why we appreciate the Robinson Report. Once again, tell the callers, tell everyone how they can get in contact with you. I sent, you know, Twitter. Where's your social media feed?
Okay, no problem. Again, it's twitter.com /EdRobinson82 and the website www.TheRobinsonReport.net and the 2017 Pro Football Regular Season Outlook available on Lulu.com, and I'll post those links up on the Sports Talk with Friends Facebook page.
Hey, we appreciate that. You know, that's it. But once again, that's the Robinson Report, and we out. Hey, so we're just about to move on forward because we already got the league and everything going. But we got some calls. Who this is on the line?
Yo, you already know. What up,
How's it going? Who's on? Introduce yourself. Who this is?
Multiple score guys is the one and only. You know how it is, how we roll.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I had to switch some things up this week. But I picked you to win this this week. So what do you think?
Oh, come on. I need to hang up now, man. What can have you doing that, bro?
That's what I said. I said earlier, I was like, ooh, I wonder if the jinx gonna work. But I picked you to win this week. And big up Big up to the first trade going on in the Florida League. That was very impressive.
Okay, yeah, you know, I had to make a move. But you know what? Honestly, to be honest with you, that's our second time we traded, man. You know, it's nobody's paying attention. It's all good. Everybody keep it under the radar. Because we're making big moves over here, bro. So somebody want to trade. Shout out to the commish. Let the world know this commish had an offer for Deshaun Watson on his ballot, but he didn't want to take it. And look what happened to Deshaun Watson. Come on, man. You could have got some free money right there, bro. Trying to predict what to help you out, you know?
Hey, well, you know, maybe my younger years I would have took that, you know, but I won't keep it fair.
Well,
we also
like that,
got
like
somebody
that
on the line. Who else joining?
Oh, it's my love.
Wait, man, you're not joining us from the porcelain throne, are you? I hear echoes in your background.
He probably is.
Porcelain throne, but I'm hiding.
Right, he's in the mirror. Right, probably somewhere in the mirror.
Yeah,
but
you know you
got. So the question before we wrap things up, Joe, question: do you think Zeke gonna play this week for the Dallas Cowboys?
No, I don't believe he is. I think it's set in stone now that they put their foot down. He got too many free passes, and now he's gonna be able to serve a suspension. But I always thought that. You know, with it being week 10 right now, mind you, what he had, 6 games to serve? If you just suck it up, let him do it in the first 6 games, I know you won't fight it so hard being Jerry Jones and, you know, you want your player, regardless of whatever, if he's right or wrong, you still want him on the field. But if you go let him serve the first 6 games, because once again, we're in week 10, he could have been 4 games in. He has no reason to look in his rearview mirror. He took his time and got it out the way. But now, you know, 6 games, you got to hope that Dallas can make the playoffs and still float without him.
Huh, for real. So did you pick them to win this week?
I ain't touch that game, commish. I'm sorry. I don't like them nor the Falcons, man. I can't do that. But
right,
I don't want my face to stay afloat. I'm not worried about the Falcons because that may be a trash, but you know the same thing about Dallas. Dallas is only staying afloat because of Zeke. Like, you need that one pass balance. As we see in New Orleans with our team, you know, you have to have that balance. And I'm sorry, McFadden and everybody else, they're looking good for fantasy. But in terms of real football, they can't hold it down, man.
Man, I had picked them. I picked Dallas. You know, I picked Dallas to win this. So, you know, that leads us into your segment. Tell us about the Week 10 pick'em.
Oh, I as we always do, simple, simplistic. Just pick 9 teams. That's what we're doing with the Beat the Commish. The only difference between Beat the Commish and what I'm holding is 1075. 1075 will put you in a pot. Pot's growing every week. And as I say, you get 9 teams right, you win. And as we see, you know, Mr. Robinson is doing it per week. And he's been doing well, I guess. I think last week, if I'm not mistaken, with 7 victories, his lowest of the season. But if you pick the correct 9 from the past, he could have been winning them every week. As you know, once again, the commission hasn't been as lucky as he would like to be. But, hey, he's starting on 1-0 this Thursday. Hopefully he got 8 more he can pick up to win the pot. Now, if he won the pot, you know, everybody's thinking that it's a fluke. But it's there. We have a couple of people in the league in it already. And it is very simple, man. I've been letting y'all know, reach out. If y'all want to play, come play. All you do is email one way, PayPal the other. If you win, PayPal, you know, you get your money back, PayPal, right after the Monday night game. If you win, you get updated. You know, Thursday morning, you get a sheet with everybody's picks, and you get an update Sunday night going into Monday if the people are still alive or if you just got to live to fight another week. Simple, you know. But shout out to the commission for the love and to beat the commish picks. He did put it up in there. And I think me and one other person's in there. But shout out to Joe. I want Joe to get up in it, and shout out to life support. You are where you are, and you're supposed to be at the bottom, flatlining, making sure I had to shout you out. But I'm going to get these pick'ems, bro. You can't win fantasy this shit. You might as well come try to find some way to get some free money. You back in the States now. Go get this money, man.
Exactly. But one thing, because my barber, he's in a group. He's not in any of the leagues, but he asked me about it because he was ready to get involved on this last Wednesday. And his biggest question was finding games. So he was asking, did he have to pull, you know, copy the game from off of your post and then write them down?
Because you know what? A lot of people initially thought that you were scanning it in, and they still got one guy that scans it in from what I heard. Oh, yeah, just like how you email yours, Kamish? Nine picks. Just put the name of the mascot, not necessarily the team, because you know they got different – I mean, not the name of the city, because like you said, the Jets and the Giants, you know, they got different cities and things like that, and the Rams and the Chargers. But just put the name of your team, the mascot of the team, and you're fine. That's all. That's nine picks. You email, boom, 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 1 through 9. This is my picks. That's it. That's all. Nothing else. If there's a problem that you have, the guy will email you back, let you know, so you just reply to him. And then Thursday, you get your sheet. If you feel as if there's nothing that's on there that's correct, you just let him know. He changes it, and everything is fine. Easy to get along with guy. He just, you know, he's doing it for people like ourselves who's in that middle ground of wanting to play something else, or in life support's case, you know, you're losing and you want to do something else, you might as well get in something that you can make a little profit off of.
Exactly, and I think as, you know, teams, as the league continues on and people start actually trying to find other things, you know, things are going to pick up because it's funny, the guy who was like, man, it was like at 160, because I was like, nah, it's 170. He's like, 170? I hope y'all don't win this week so I can get in next week.
So yeah, but
you
should
see a few more upticks next week.
Somebody, it's week 10 now. The last time someone won it was actually week 8, and that pot in week 8 was 420. And that's only because we don't have as many people as you'd like. Because think about it. We have a lot of people in our group. If 10 of us get it, that's $100 right there. So now think about if you spread the word, if everybody spread the word to at least 2 or 3 people, that's $20, $30 a hand. And I know people who got more than one. Myself, personally, I've gotten more than one ticket. And I wind up going 8 for 9 on a couple of them also. You can buy as many tickets as you want. It's no limit kind of contest. You pick any teams out of any game you want. You can take as many tickets as you want. There's no limit. You win, you win. You win it by yourself, you take 5 tickets. You win it by yourself, you get all the money. You get everything. You win it twice, and you only one that played, and it's a $500 pot, you get $500. You want to split it with yourself? Give $250 to your left hand and $250 to your right hand. However you want to do it, it's all yours. But yeah, so what I usually do for a commission, anybody else that may be interested in getting your friends involved, you take the picture off our group, off of Facebook. You just copy it within your pictures. You just text it to whoever you want. And that's how I got, you know, Mike Lowry into it. I got him into it. That's all I did, is text him the picture. He's like, oh, what's up? Like, he asked me the questions about it. And I was like, it might look like it's really hard looking at it on paper, but it's simple. You just pick 9 teams, you email it, you PayPal it, and that's it. Simple. Not hard.
Easy peasy. Well, man, we appreciate that. Like I said, you should see some uptick next week, because definitely people trying to get involved. So, Mr. Mike Lowry, anything you want to say, sir?
I ain't got much to say tonight, but, you know, I'm just over here just focusing on this championship I got in my mind on right now.
Oh, Commissioner, I got to ask you. Please, because I can't see his lead. Please ask this young man to say his team name, because I want to hear. He always has some good team names every week.
He does. I'll be saying
still up and down
there. Yeah, I can't wait till he, get him up in some other league. But, yeah, man, he's killing it with those team names. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying watching.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this week, you know, I'm playing a supposed king, you know, but I'm a chess player, so he getting checkmated this week, so I'm checkmate this week.
That's what I said. You can checkmate the whole league, sir, like, shoot. But,
yeah, only,
man,
only one that I win, so we're going to finish that in the playoffs.
Hey, once again, sorry, I didn't even know how rude on me, but salute to all the vets. You know, happy Veterans Day. You know, to us civilians,
out.
It was just a day off for me, but I do appreciate y'all for, you know, for your service and for the day off. But hey,
shout
that's
out.
Week
shout
10.
Out veterans.
Shout out to the veteran. But that's week 10, Call of Duty version. So holla at me, P Diddy IP on PlayStation 4. But hey, we wrap things up. This is the league. Holla.